Well, the library is open, so now read, whatever that means. I want to give a congrats to Polly and Natalie for becoming homeowners tonight. They have officially established residency in the Redemption House, and we got a food challenge! The Challenge Final Reckoning, episode 10, here on AfterBuzz TV in just a second.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Wait. Sam! Thank you, Justin, for this lovely choice of a song. Were they sailing tonight, or they were dunking?
You're welcome.
They were dunking. Drowning. We're gonna go over it. We got a full panel tonight. Welcome in, yes. AfterBuzz TV, episode 10 of the challenge, Redemption House of Cards. My name is Jenna Bussier. We have 5 people in studio tonight, so let's see how this goes. To my left is who?
Yeah, my name's Dan. Moving on.
Pam! Moving on.
David Christopher.
Closing with Justin Yang.
Our special guest, Justin Yang!
Thanks, everybody. Yeah. It's my first time here. Really, really excited to be here.
First time caller, long
time. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about.
Justin is going to be holding it down on the couch, manning the live chat, so let us know your thoughts. Hang out with us. Answer our questions, and let's go over this thing. Overall thoughts, quite up and down throughout this episode, I think. What did you guys think while watching?
Drama, drama like usual, and then crazy challenges.
Yeah, I wanted to, it drives me nuts when we end on a cliffhanger, so that's what I'm left with. I'm like, So it was good. I'm glad that there was the purge. I like when they wipe out a few people because this has been slow goings, getting rid of people. Overall, enjoyed it. It just drives me nuts. If they could have had 5 more minutes of this challenge and we knew, I just would like that.
On the Pam wow-o-meter, how many wows?
A wow and a half.
Wow and a half. Yeah. What is it out of 5? What are we going?
3. 3 is
oh, that's it?
So that's okay. It wasn't wow. It was wow.
Yes, I feel like that's a
Meter,
representation.
Is it 5 is the highest?
3 is the highest.
Oh, okay.
To make a W with your fingers, that's your score.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's just in the shape of the letter.
Yeah. Dan, your overall? Yeah.
Clever.
It was okay. 2 wows for me. Justin, how about you?
I overall thought that this is the best episode of the season. Wow. So far.
Whoa. Different opinion.
So far. I mean, you had an elimination. You had a purge challenge. I learned some new vocabulary. You know, a lot of people probably don't know the term read. It's read, right?
The library thing.
Yeah. I apologize, you know, for those, you know, in the actual chat. A lot of times, you know, I'm a little bit older. I don't know all the lingo. But definitely let us know in the chat what you guys think about tonight's episode. And just give us some terminology we can learn.
That was a really bold statement to designate this as the episode of the season.
So far. Yes. So far. But
bold.
But keep in mind, we're halfway, as you guys saw from the trailer, so we probably got another 10 more episodes left to go in the challenge.
Okay, well, let me break down to you what we're going to be talking tonight. We got the elimination coming up. Food challenge. Always love a good food challenge. I'm a weird person who loves seeing people throw up. I don't really get it myself, but it's okay. I can do it. We got some news and gossip coming on later on, thanks to people hitting me up on Twitter. And we're going to go over some predictions on the cliffhanger and figure out what's going to happen. We got the mid-season teaser, so we see a lot of stuff that's coming up. So we're going to kind of break down our thoughts and what we think is going to happen. So make sure you predict with us. Let's jump right into it then, shall we? We had some mumbo jumbo before we got to Armageddon. We're going to get to Armageddon as quickly as possible because the beginning just felt like little flashes of kind of weak drama just to do what? Filler? Kind of the consensus of the season is just like, let's just throw random storylines around to fill time. But I do want to bring up Derek. Because Derek tries really hard, doesn't he?
Oh, that he scene. Sure. Yeah. didn't quite work out the way Dawn wasn't going to buy into that, right, guys?
I mean, absolutely not. We know that she's smart. It was so lame because, in addition to just being overall lame, who thinks that like grinding on a girl one night is going to be like, you know what? I'm going to pick them. Like, that would never work.
Like, maybe making up for all the lost time of you guys never being friends in the house, but also making up for the fact that your partner just went balls to the wall at the person who now has power in the Redemption House. So you think grinding is now going to solve all
Hey, you know what? It was like a Hail Mary. It was. I think it's because it's just Derek. If it was Johnny Bananas, if it was any other person doing the exact same thing, I don't think we'd be so hard on that person. But because it's Derek and Derek, I mean, you got to give the guy credit. A plus for effort, but no results.
Do you?
Know?
Isn't that how all his challenges are as well?
Pretty much.
He tries so hard and then nothing
pretty
happens.
Pretty much. You know, I mean, I guess he's just kind of like, are you the one type of guy? I mean, maybe you should just stop doing these challenges. Yeah. But you never know. I mean, most of all, just in terms of like, I don't think Derek's a bad guy. I just don't think he just has any luck with these challenges. You know, just kind of like with Leroy and, you know, Ty and Tyree and all those
I
guys.
I do kind of appreciate him. Him and Tori, they know that they're not going to get picked because they know that they have no friendship with Davon and Jose. They know that they are disliked by the power couple.
Right.
So I appreciate that he's still trying.
Yeah.
I mean...
doing what he can bring to the table, because obviously it's not going to be during elimination and actual challenges. So maybe if he thinks flirting is the way to go there, he's going
to
do it.
Hey, that's what CT did, right? CT tried to flirt.
With his shirt. I love this shirt, by the way. His shirt was like muscles.
It was interesting, though, because like Jose really seemed, I don't know if he was just playing along, but he seemed to be really into a t-shirt. Muscles.
Yeah. Well, I think he was more just blushing that CT was even flirting
giving
with him.
Like, the, giving him the eye.
He knows it's all for strategy because he's trying to save his own butt, but he's like, oh, CT gives me attention. Who doesn't want attention?
There you go.
You tell me if CT wasn't flirting with you, you wouldn't get a little hot and bothered?
You're asking me this personally? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I can't stand up right now just thinking about it.
I did enjoy that they went out. We've never seen the Redemption House like out on the town before. So I did like that. But yeah, back to the Derek thing. Just wrongheaded. It's not that I think he's a bad guy by any means, but as Davon said, like, this is making me like less inclined to pick him. Because he grinded with her and then like really did try and pull, like, I like you. You don't like me. We're gonna start dating now if I keep you. It was just he thinks he's still on Are You the One.
That was so true. Hey, I've been wanting to tell you since day one. I've had these feelings within me I've kept secret this entire time. I like you, Davon. She goes, bah! She just laughs straight in his face. It's pretty phenomenal.
Hey, you know what? One day, I don't know when that day will be, but one day things will go right for Derek.
I know.
One day.
One day.
I think.
Will it be on the challenge, though?
Probably not.
But, I mean, I'm sure he has a lot of things. I mean, but if you think from a strategic point of view, and I know a lot of the viewers, you guys love talking about strategy as opposed to the drama on the show.
Good call.
I think it would have been strategic to actually put Derek and Tori actually in. But then again, I mean, they beat Paulie and Natalie anyway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it doesn't matter because you're only as strong as your weakest link. So Tori's an amazing competitor, but she's always dragged down by Derek.
Right.
But then again, I understand the alliance, right? Big brother, we ride together.
Well,
we
have quite gotten there, Justin. Hold your horses on that.
Let me ask you this, Justin.
Justin,
do you think they know ahead of time what challenge they're going to be doing? Like, do they see that pyramid there? Do they see any of that? Does Jose and Davon know what they're going to be doing?
Who knows that?
Because if it's going to be a strength thing, I'm thinking they don't want to pick Derek. Because even, I know he messes up a lot, but he's still going
to
be stronger than Jose and Davon. Right?
To answer your question,
Tori's pretty intimidating as well.
Every single time these Armageddon challenges, it's never about strength, speed, or size. It's always some other factor. So they really negate all that. And it really is about wits. It's about who wants it more. It's about grit. So, I mean, to your point, it's the same thing. It doesn't really matter how big you are. Because if you look at it, you've
sometimes
got small people.
Yeah.
You know,
if they were playing the game when it's just an X and they have to fight for it, sometimes it really just is muscle. Or when they're
and that's what I would have been worried about if I was Jose and Davon.
So many things happen when you're picking who you're going to go against, which we're going to break down a little bit more in a second. But again, before we get to Armageddon, Brad gives a very mechanical caveman-like reading of the clue, and they figure out it's a double cross, and now the house is kind of erupting because they realize, all right, now it's time to face these redemption people again, and everyone's going back thinking, oh, I really hope this person doesn't come in.
Right.
Who's on my side? Who's not? Who would I send home? If you guys are in the real house right now, who are you most intimidated by coming back in? Who are you most fearful of to pull that double cross? Because they don't know it was Jose and Davon. So it's like, I really don't want this person coming back in the house.
To answer your question, I think it's just Jose and Davon. I mean, it's exactly what Zach said. I mean, and what, you know, I've stated in previous episodes, they are the roaches of the show. Any single time you try to get rid of them, they're always going to come back. Whether it's luck, they're always going to come back. You just can't get rid of them. And they're not a strong team, but it doesn't matter how strong you are. It's if you can make it to the end. And every single time someone's trying to get rid of them, they're always back.
But wouldn't you rather run a final against them, though? Because that's why I don't know why Zach got so like, he was like, oh, they're back, I can't get rid of them. Don't you kind of want them to come back? Because you can just throw them back in again if you want to play your weak game, Zach,
but
right?
But that's the thing, is you think they're a layup team, but they're not. If they were such a layup team, you would have been able to get rid of them already, but so many people have tried to, and they haven't.
Yeah. I mean, you just said luck after luck after luck. It's like, really, how many chances can they get? But they're not, I mean, we'll get to it.
You don't want a CCT coming back if I was in the house, because even with Veronica, CT, we know, is still a beast. And I do think even though they suck at every elimination, I really think Natalie and Polly would be a strong team in regular competitions. I mean, she's good in regular competitions. She is. She just
I think on the brink of elimination, she definitely has issues. I think if it's a regular challenge, I think she'd be exactly.
I think she's got it in her head now that she's going to choke, so she does. She's gotten it in her own head. Those two teams, I think, would be the biggest threat.
I would even say Angela and Faith. I think that they are a dominant girl-girl team, and I think that they've performed very well. And they lost fairly. Like, they had to go home. It's not like they're unstoppable. Right. They didn't win the elimination they were put in, but I still think that giving a second chance, that'd be somebody I'd be intimidated by.
I agree with you. This is my strategy-wise, though. I think as rookies, they are stacked against them. They have a natural sort of disadvantage, and also as a girl-girl team. So there are two disadvantages that make them unthreatening to some extent. Because Cara, Maria, and Marie are a girl-girl team, but between the two of them, they've got loyalties that I think have kept them there.
Well, we're going to break down this Armageddon elimination next, but first, my man over there, DPR, got some things to tell you, so listen up.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. Did you know that our network, obviously, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas to reality TV to sci-fi and more. The network works. There's no network out there that works harder than we do for TV superfans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzzers to grow. If you're worried about pesky notifications, don't, because they're optional, which is awesome. Good. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out the other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, of course, and we'll thank you. We appreciate it. And for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us with the ESPN of TV talk.
Nice.
Hey, that was on the spot, dude.
All right, y'all, let's get into Armageddon Pyramids games. But so there's five teams from the Redemption House coming back into the Armageddon pit. Two of them are competing. Three of them go home for good. Finally. I mean, it's how long can we wait for some of these people to get out of the show? But first, everyone, we have a performance by the librarians. I feel like this is like a play that they practice. Well, everything seemed to really rehearse. So they come in and Jose sets the scene. He's like, scene one, enter stage right. The library is open. Now read. And then one by one, Angela gets in there. Faith goes at Kyle. Natalie goes at Cam. What are you guys thinking about this?
Was the purpose of that just because of the fact that no one in the main house actually knew who pulled the double cross? So at that moment, they're kind of like, okay, nobody knows who pulled the double cross. So you guys have to be nice to all of us, and we're just going to air our dirty laundry and our grievances. Is that what it basically was?
I honestly have no idea why they did it. I think maybe just to put more drama into the episode. I have no idea.
I
was confused at first because I never heard of what the library thing is.
Yeah.
My bad.
I mean, I spilled the tea, right? You're definitely spilled the tea.
A lot of people were not familiar with that since they had to say, on an aside, like what that means is, like, to the audience, it's not like an expression that everybody knows. And it was so bizarrely staged. I think it was a failed attempt at getting a fight going pre-elimination, because even the interruption, so TJ starts and he's like, hold on, TJ, which was definitely, I was like, damn, Jose's going to interrupt TJ before the Armageddon?
Yeah.
No.
But you can see that it was staged,
He was getting his actor face on. Yeah. He was ready to work it.
It was just weird because it was like, Angela's like, yeah, thanks for having my back, Johnny. Like, that was nice. And then Natalie's like,
it was,
And then Natalie was yelling, but like not aggressively enough. And Cam was like, but Cam yelled back harder.
She clapped back.
So, I actually felt pretty bad for Natalie. Because Natalie wanted this so hard.
And she was like trying to explain, like to really say, like, I came in here. And, you know, she had her planned speech. And Cam was just like, I put you there.
Cam
you
was know, like, she was scary. Okay, talk to me when you're back into the regular house. You've been to and from Redemption House 8 times this season. Who are you to say anything right now?
But it's like, but they made me do this. Like, yeah. I felt bad for her, too, because it's like the producers are making me yell at you. Like, they wanted to stir something up. It was very
it
strange.
Was very, it was forced, so awkward. Forced, and it was bad acting 101. And I was just like,
what?
I was,
there's bad actors on the show? No.
I felt so bad for Natalie. Though. Like,
I don't even
want to
call them actors, though, David.
You know right. what? I bet this is now. I just done the light bulb. I bet that Pauly fight before the Armageddon got such attention and ratings that they were like, yeah, let's get that going again. I just, let's do another one.
Hey
of those.
Guys, Angela, you're on. Think Bad Girls right. Club. Think X on the
a
Beach.
Failed second attempt, Justin. Yeah. Failed second attempt.
I just think it's kind of interesting.
Justin's
in the sense
favorite.
I just kind of wish that there was a competition to get in. Right? It used to be back in the day. It's like now it's like, okay, only 2 teams out of the 5, but I want to see everyone, you know, tooth and claw and see all the redemption teams compete against each other.
And that's what they did the first time.
Exactly.
That was really fun.
You know,
when they're up on that platform.
Exactly.
Remember,
and then the main off. House is like, oh, not like, okay, bye CT, bye everybody, yeah. bye everybody. You know, just kind of like, oh, I see you later.
And would it
you
really know? Take that much more time? They can edit it down in an episode. Like, why do they care? They can edit as much as they want.
The only thing good that came out of the play that we saw before Armageddon was Faith calling out Kyle, because without that,
yes.
it may not have happened. Faith needed to say, hey, I saw this on surveillance.
True.
Kyle slept with me behind Kara's back or trying to still play strings with Kara. And you also slept with Ashley in my bed. And then finally, this is exposed.
Yeah.
So that it's sad know. For Kara, but at least everybody gets to know.
And Hunter finds out, too.
I'm kind of surprised that no one else knew.
Which,
like, I thought everybody
I think
knew.
That was pretty obvious.
Everyone in that room
I think about
all the girls, yeah. girls, but those are all her gal pals.
But
she
the
didn't
main
want Kara
people
to know.
Didn't.
Yeah,
Hunter
I mean,
didn't know, and Kara didn't know. And those are the people that needed to know. So that was the best thing that came
can
out.
Can we talk
that.
About that, though, for a second? Because I did think it was weird that Hunter was so mad.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't trust her anymore. It's like, well, she didn't want people to know. It's not like she lied to you about gameplay.
I know.
I thought it was weird that he was so mad.
But being lied to never feels good, especially
right.
when it's your partner and they're exes, but they're on good yeah. terms.
You need to tell someone who you slept with or who
but
you didn't.
But she lied.
I think Hunter's...
It's not none of your business.
That's like, one of those like weird areas, you know?
She could have said
like,
none of your business.
Hunter is thinking from the game,
yeah,
right? So it's not personally... Because you need to know who your partner's sleeping with, because that can hinder your game
plan.
And
that's exactly
what
I was talking
about. Weren't going to continue. I mean, I think right? she made it clear that, and they both made it clear, like, shit, she regretted it. They weren't going to do it again. It's not like they're becoming a thing. So who needs to? It's not, no one's business.
But any excuse people will have.
Of course.
So Hunter's may be concerned that people are going to say, Ashley's a snake, or she's a liar,
yep.
or she's
loose
a flu.
Cannon.
So now that
yes.
reflects
yeah.
poorly on me. So tell me
that
this next
true.
Time
exactly.
so I can prepare.
That I get. Okay, that
right.
I get. For I'm saying now for a target.
Now we're going back and forth. I don't know who it's going to be, if it's going to be Pauly and Natalie or Angela and Faith. I was leaning towards Angela and Faith, but Jose and Devon pick Pauly and Natalie to go against. Thoughts.
I thought Pam had it, nailed it on the head, so I'll let Pam go first.
So I knew that they were sort of ride or dies, Josiah and Natalie from Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was the last time they picked them, it was Natalie and Pauly got the double cross the last time, and they picked Josiah and Devon, who beat them, like they did again. But I think that I did expect them to return the favor. So I wasn't surprised. Strategy-wise, was it the best move? Maybe not, but I
but they won, though.
In hindsight, they won. So there you go. They played the Big Brother angle.
Yep.
It paid off. And now all the Big Brother people are technically still in the game.
It's really weird because it is the challenge, but you have so many people from so many different shows, and you really see what the alliances are. And I love the fact when Devon was like, I'm here to win money, not to make friends, because you already got friends
with
Big Brother.
That
so
every
like,
year.
You know?
It's a smart move, though, in theory, because if then Pauly and Natalie can get into the back of the house, then they at least have their alliance back, and that's all they're going to have, really.
Exactly. And if they double cross again, maybe they'll pick them. It is funny how it's working out. I just want to backpedal just this. I think it was so funny when Amanda, sorry, this is totally real quick. Amanda was trying to make Johnny feel bad about Angela.
I know.
And then he was like, do you think Joss would date you if it wasn't for the show? And I was like, no,
we
probably would not.
Well,
I
we know.
Sorry.
We have to see what they're still up to. That was an ouch, but it was also just like, Johnny gets so mad about things. Just, he got really, I think, butthurt that people were saying Angela is a type... Angela would never go for him. He's the type of guy that can never
well,
get somebody.
Well, it was
like
interesting because Johnny said that he was pursuing her, but then if you watch one of the original, if we watch one of the first episodes again, in the when they're talking, when she's just talking to the camera, she says it doesn't hurt to be cuddling up next to Johnny or whatever. She said something along those lines. So she was using him as well as he was using her. Whatever.
Classic Romeo it's and Juliet.
It's very
we
Romeo and Juliet.
Lots of using Capulets.
You know, I don't care for Johnny Bananas, and I would never compliment him. But it's like he's a good looking. Of all the things I can say bad about him, like, oh, she would never go for... Well, what is she, some princess? I mean, Angela's fine. I'm not trying to bring her down, but she would never go for him in the real world. He's a good-looking guy. Like, they're certainly well-suitable for each other.
There's
why
other characteristics
they?
Besides looks, Pam.
No, but I'm saying why
right,
it's
Justin.
Not... I don't know. I thought that was silly. And yes, Johnny gets mad, but sorry. I just, that was a big moment that I wanted to touch on.
Well, she jumps on him and gives him a little, you know, straddle hug.
Good
and then
him.
She departs and she's gone. So then we get into the pyramid scheme. And this pyramid schemers, whatever it is. And this elimination is whack, right? Does
this
anybody enjoy this?
This is like a weird, because it's like, okay, you have to solve two puzzles, right? And it's based off time, and Jose can essentially choose whether or not he can go first or second. And I remember, Dan, we were talking about
you
it.
You and
it's
I
like,
were, yeah.
It's like, well, you would obviously want to go second because of the fact that you have an advantage.
What bonehead ever picks first?
But it looked like it put some pressure on them once, and then that maybe that's how they won. But I don't know if they could really see how much was done. But, I mean, you had this pyramid spinning at a whole whopping 1 mile per hour.
That's
how
crazy.
Could they stay on there? I mean,
intense.
It was so lame.
And the, and the puzzle wasn't even like putting puzzle pieces together. It was like flipping notebook paper, kind of.
It reminded me of Guess Who, like when you were a kid, you know, like get like in the board game.
Right, flip the
just
thing.
Flipping the thing.
I just can't believe
it was a great
like,
game.
Think,
it was a great game.
I think Pauly is really just very content and very happy being in the Redemption House because he never cares how poorly Natalie performs. He's always the first to give her the biggest hug. He always gives her the biggest hug. You gave her your all. You tried.
I don't think the way. I think he knows the way to motivate her, and it's not to yell at her. That's
why
I think that he's okay.
There comes a time like she stinks on ice at eliminations. Like she stinks.
It's like every single challenge. She's like, oh, I feel like, you know, I'm holding him back. I know we lost because of me. And I'm like, okay.
Well, you are.
I mean, you are, but like maybe you got to change up your approach.
Yeah.
In that sense of where, I mean, stupidity is basically doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
That's crazy, right?
You know?
That's the definition.
I couldn't really, I mean, to be honest, guys, I couldn't really tell how, like, well they were doing with the pyramid flips. I don't know, like, how far away they were from getting it done. So I don't even know if it was Natalie's fault or Polly's fault or if she was the weak link there.
Yeah.
They were
just blame Natalie.
It was a, I know, but it was such kind of a BS game to me. So I don't really
I have no goddamn idea.
Was it really Natalie's fault, though? I mean,
thing.
I don't know.
It was flip a
puzzle usually
piece
her fault,
on a,
so.
It was a kind of a BS thing.
Yep.
Especially since now it's like, who cares who they choose? That elimination, the stage thing. Justin, why was this your favorite episode? I guess that's the question I'm dying
well,
to
we'll get to that.
Get comfy on the couch, Justin.
Sadly, that elimination was womp, and it lasted like 3 seconds. It just doesn't make sense that we get all these stupid drama storylines, and the elimination is so bad, and then it also only lasts 2 minutes. But Jose and Devon back in it. They are in this house.
Man.
They're never leaving. And Pauly and Natalie own the Redemption House. That's where
can't
they should just live forever. But we have a challenge that may or may not make up for the crappy elimination.
Yes.
I think we got a food challenge.
I
love food challenges. Let's get into that. It's called Dunkin' for Dinner. So it's a purge challenge. So whoever loses goes straight to Redemption, which is pretty cool. It has to be you get the most beanbags. You're basically like upside down again after last week's elimination. You're hanging upside down, apple bobbing for beanbags with food in it, which then you will have to eat this disgusting food.
Your partner has to eat it.
You have to... You have to carry your partner's body weight as well as some sort of equipment contraption, which looks like it's a very muscular...
It's a pulley system.
Yeah, right. It takes a lot of muscle, this challenge. Let's get into what food that they have the privilege of eating.
Oh,
South
yeah.
African cuisine.
Who had the list of the food?
Pam and I wrote
do.
Some stuff down, yeah.
So we got... We're starting with the... I keep wanting to call it Mugatu from... I don't think that's really what it is.
Mugadu?
Mugadu. With the Mugatu Mugadu, which is sheep intestine.
It's delicious.
Then we have, which truthfully is caviar, a sack of egg sack from a fish.
Interesting way to put
by
it.
By the way, men, take note. Joss says this is the best way to be a gentleman is to eat the fish eggs first. He's like, I'm going to be a gentleman. I'm going to start with the fish eggs.
Oh. Right.
I'm like, oh, so there you go, fellas. That's just all
I
got to do.
What does Joss know about being a gentleman?
Wow.
He hasn't been that
Joss, he's a little unnecessary.
Joss is no Kyle.
Yeah, I love
you,
Joss.
What would you guys rather do, though? Would you rather be the one that had to hang upside down or then eat the food after? Because that's my... I
would totally like to try the hanging upside down.
Me too.
That looks hard. It really does.
It looks fun, though, at the same time.
Yes. And, yeah, it looks fun.
You're challenging yourself versus eating food that I don't want to eat. That's good with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Justin, what's your answer?
The thing is, I gotta say, like, chicken feet, you know, as a Chinese guy, like, we eat shit like that all the time.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal.
But I don't puke when I eat. Like, a lot of times, you know, the sight of other people puking makes you puke. But I've been in a situation, but I'm a picky eater. I gotta say it. But I will still probably choose, I will choose eating. Because, I mean, I get vertigo and like, hang upside down.
Okay, fair enough.
I would not want to do that.
I did upside down yoga recently. And for like 3 days after, I was dizzy. And it's an inner ear condition. Like, something vertigo. You do to put the thing back.
Yep.
So, man, I do not want to be doing that.
But I love the element to that you have a partner, not just it's not just an eating challenge. Like, there's a whole upside down craziness that has to happen before this.
Yeah.
So let's then get into this bopping for apples. Nelson may or may not be trying to kill Shane.
Right.
Is he trying to murder his partner?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I kind of thought so.
What a great opportunity, though, for, like, especially someone that, like, you're vindetta. Like, if you really just want to mess with him, just dunk him in the water. You know what I mean? Just to get back at him.
Yeah. Like,
that'd be a great opportunity. But.
And I'm wondering here, this does look really hard because you have to hold up the body weight. Well, do you think that the girls got an equalizer? I thought so at first, but then Tony comes back and says, wow, this would be a lot better if Bananas was 100. Right. Well,
I mean, look at Nelson. Nelson, I mean, he works out.
He's struggling.
Shane is like, you know, he's not a small guy. So, I mean, you could tell he was like struggling to hold him on. So, it's totally based off weight.
And like, yeah, so Zach and Amanda had no problem. They were like, you didn't even show them. They probably finished in 2 seconds. They were done. I don't think there was an equalizer for this one.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's not a good point.
Fair. That's not right.
I know.
Yeah.
You know what I think they should do for these eating? You know what they should do for these eating challenges, though? I think if you puke, then you're out. How about that?
I feel like half the time Zach was eating,
I feel like he was pretending to swallow it and just puke it into his bucket.
I mean,
I didn't think he was really eating. Conspiracy corner. I don't really think they eat half the food. They just pretend to eat it and puke it up.
Snot coming out of his nose.
That was real puke. That was
I was like, oh my God.
I think that is a tactic that they probably do a lot. You see the person kind of gag and spit up. And it's like,
but that's why I think they should, if they don't puke, then.
Or a time penalty. A time penalty.
Bam. That would be great.
I agree. I think so. Also, this food, usually they disgust me. This all looked fried, so I seriously feel like, compared to like river rat and brain and eyeballs, where like you're eating
a ton of flies.
Yeah,
like usually,
this looked edible. Not gross me out. I'm sure it was dry, but that last one. I would have quit. I mean, there's no way I would eat the head of an animal.
Good thing they stepped it back up, because the last one was when Tony just had to eat mayonnaise and marshmallow fluff and stuff like that, which is pretty good.
You
can eat mayonnaise. I don't know if I can eat mayonnaise.
I'm a big mayo guy, chat mayo.
But they get to the part where they have to actually eat. Hunter demolishes.
Dude.
So he comes in first, scarfs down all of his food. Next is Zach, which is, okay, you can kind of see that. He's a big dude, feel like he doesn't care what he eats. We have Joss finishing third, Kyle in fourth, but Tony.
Well, Josiah, too, also was like happy.
Yes, Jose danced his way through this challenge.
So Tony then finishes last. But yeah, so we have some people who are just enjoying this. So all of the people that I said just finished it. All the people that I said finished, they were having a hard time with the food. They were puking. Yeah. They were gagging. But so we have Kara, who's just like, I'm chilling. I'm eating. We have Cam, who's just like, yeah, okay, I'm going to get through this and I'm going to eat it nice. And as Kaylee says, she's eating bougie and slow. Yeah. So we have the people who are throwing up, finishing first. And then the people who are lollygagging, still stuck. And it's kind of neck and neck between Kara and Cam to see who's going to take it.
I mean, here's an interesting point, because of the fact that Smashley and Hunter finished 11 out of 11 plates.
Right.
So the basic thing is, all you had to do was beat Car Maria and Marie, who basically had six plates. So everyone else, they could stop, right? So everyone stopped at 7. They were stopping at 8. They were stopping, which is smart. But I'm like, Cam, it's like you have such an advantage to basically win. All you have to do is beat her. You could eat more plates, but like, she's taking her sweet ass time. I'm like, you're at the same amount of plates as a person who has more plates than you. So I'm just like, I mean, like, you like to eat sushi. Like, sushi, you have like uni and mackerel. You have all this stuff, slimy consistency, which is probably similar to the cuisine. But I'm like, she's just kind of taking her time. I'm like, you know, $1 million is on the line, man.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has their weakness, and you know, she's known as Killer Cam. you know, I'm not. How is she gonna like talk about being Killer Cam if she can't do this part of the challenge? You know,
right.
Just saying. I mean, everyone has their weakness, though. Like Jose's not going to be going swimming anytime soon. Yep. I get it, but it's just I feel like she should be trying a little bit harder. She doesn't even have to like finish everything. She just has to beat out. The lowest, the lowest. It's who can swim away the slowest from the shark who's going to get eaten. Everyone else is fine.
That was a great mention, though, yeah. Justin. I can't believe not only did Hunter finish first, he finished 11 out of the 11 plates before some people even got through 5 or 6.
Or 3. Yeah.
Dude was hungry.
Like, sometimes don't you just want to watch this in real time and see how slow they're actually eating? Well, right. If he finished 11 and she finished 1 or 2 before she even got to 3...
It was probably like a 2-hour challenge, but like edited down, it's like 2 minutes. Like, oh yeah, we finished in 2 minutes, but it took everybody like 2 hours to be able to eat.
She's eating
plates.
It the way, so there's a kind of muffin that I get, and like it's so good that instead of going like, rah, 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 and cramming the entire thing in my mouth, which I want to do, I like take off pieces and eat it like that.
Savor it, right?
Is Cara
but
bad?
She was eating it. No, sorry, Cam was eating it the way I eat that muffin. Like, instead of shoving it all in her mouth, she was literally like picking it up, breaking a piece off, eating it, chewing it. Breaking another piece of, like, it's the way I eat when I'm trying to eat really slow.
She was treating herself. What?
She, right, like, she was savoring the slow. Yeah. Like,
I feel like that'd make it worse, though, too, because if you want to get it done.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, Ashley said earlier this episode that she was so hungry there's nothing to eat in the house. So maybe this was just, like, a nice meal for some of the people.
Every single
Hunter
one of
Cam.
These food challenges, no one is like... Like, no one is... Right. Like,
except
you
for CT and Tony.
And Tony, but, like, I was like, taking it, like... I think a lot of it's mental.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't think about it, if you don't look at it, it's like, just eat it.
Totally.
You know?
Well, let's get into who we think is going to win later in the show. That's going to be our predictions to how we end the show. So we're going to go back and forth, Cam and Cara. So stay tuned for that. So let's quickly then go over some news and gossip before we get into predictions. So some news for this week, a little follow-up from last week. Aww. CT did get married. Wedding bells rang. Oh my god, why am I like a 45-year-old man with these puns that I give? This picture is so cute. So he posts on Instagram, aww, me familia, and how adorable and happy does he look, and I'm so happy for him that he has, you know, got to this point in his life and that he's reached happiness. He has a family, he has a son, and now he has tied the knot. And we also have a picture of the cast members who were there. You can see Shane, Tony and his girlfriend Leroy. We got Derek all the way in the back with some like bow tie suspender action happening. Look at that fit. Pretty good fit. Cara's hanging out near the right. Wes is there. This is interesting because somebody tweeted at me last week, and this was in an Ashley article, that there was kind of controversy with this because MTV was obviously filming it for a special, and MTV was reaching out to cast members to go to the wedding, but some people didn't want to go because they weren't getting paid to go. Found out
they must be really friends with them then.
Right.
They found out that some cast members were getting paid to go, so they were upset that they would not be paid to go. So who do you think was paid to be there?
And also that their expenses weren't going to be paid. Right. It was like, come here, but you have to fly to Florida.
So looking at who attended, who do you think was paid?
Probably Shane was probably paid.
Wes, maybe.
Wes is not, because they're really close off the show, because they want actual rivals together. Leroy is more close to Johnny. Derek.
Well, Tony and CT were together on that one.
They won Chance vs. Stars. So.
I mean, Cara is a draw. I'm sure she was paid a little bit. I think they're real friends. I'm not saying they're throwing shade at her for that.
They're Boston strong, so let us know in the comments who you guys think got paid to go to the wedding.
And again, it's up to CT. Maybe he doesn't even want half the people from the challenge at his friggin' wedding. Like, more than understandable, but there is kind of a smallish showing. But that's just the only picture we saw. Maybe there was more people. But congrats, CT.
Congrats, Chris.
And to add to this gossip, I know Veronica was invited. His partner on this challenge, and had a wedding of a very close friend this weekend. So she was unable to attend because she was in a friend's wedding.
Okay, so we have a little bit more news and gossip. This is courtesy from Ashley Quesada. I think I nailed it this time. Again on Twitter, as well as AJ Lilacs X15. This is a weird one to talk about. It feels a little invasive of privacy. It's kind of dark. It's sad. It's a sad story.
Right up my alley.
So Tony and Madison, as we know, got together on Skeletons in Real World, and they had a child together, his first child. And no. Well, there's custody issues.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to use the term.
The baby was in trouble.
Or I don't want to use the term battled per se, but there's some custody conflict. So Madison's parents have filed something with the court that they want full custody of Harper, Tony, and Madison's daughter because they are raising Harper, quote unquote. We just want to protect her. And about Tony, he does post about her, meaning Harper, a lot on social media, especially for someone not on the birth certificate. So I think they feel as though they're doing everything, and Harper has been under the grandparents' possession the entire time Harper has been alive. So they're kind of like, can we just have sole custody, please? Because Madison, there's been some rumors that she relapsed on drugs. Grandparents of Harper are saying that this is a lie. This is not true.
Oh, okay.
Madison's doing great, but
then what do they want custody for?
Yeah, that's what I'm confused about.
Exactly, I know.
So they want full custody. Not even Madison would have custody.
I think they maybe.
But Madison's fine.
But I can't speak factually about. But sense. I think what it sounds like they maybe just want full custody of the baby because they feel like they're doing the most. Like they might just want Tony to maybe be out of the picture. Maybe they feel like he's just posting about the baby on social media, but not really doing anything with
it's
the baby.
It's hard to talk on it. I don't even know their situation.
It's a dark
I don't know how involved he is.
But Tony responded by denying that it is in the best interest for the grandparents to be appointed sole conservators. Mm. So, and he is hoping that they come to an agreement so they won't be solely in the custody of the child. So this is just, like, awkward and it's sad. And I hope that Madison's okay and the drug rumor isn't true, and I hope that they can come to an agreement.
I mean, as of this weekend, as we see in the picture, Tony and Madison are still together.
Tony and his girlfriend.
That wasn't Madison.
No, I was going to say, if you've got like two parents that are together.
They're both blondes, though, and they look similar. I'll give you that.
Thank you. So this is a anyway, but I hope it all works out for them and their family. I don't know.
Hope it all works out.
Awkward. And it was also an advancement on the story that Madison's parents reached out to the court to grant them full custody of Harper, and Madison signed off on that. And she said, I want my parents to have full custody.
Right. Okay.
So weird stuff. Okay, another one. Spoilers. Thanks, Naya_X. You know, I don't like to know what's going on. You guys do this just to spite me. Nicole Ramos, Nani's cousin, has been casted for X on the Beach 2.
Oh, okay.
So she's a little firecracker. I think I'm down for it.
She's the one that wears a lot of makeup.
Makeup.
She's the eyelashes. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Glad that's her claim to fame.
Sorry, that's how I remember.
So stay tuned for that. Are y'all ready for some predictions?
Yes.
Don't we have a jingle for that?
Predictions.
AfterBuzz predictions.
That's it. We're done. We got it now. Okay, great.
I think our engineer fell asleep. It's okay. Yeah. We love you, Tony. We're going to do some predictions anyway.
Yes.
All right. First prediction. First, Cam or Kara, who eats more?
I'm going to go with my girl, Kara. I think she wants it more. I think she wants it more. I think her... Cam's attitude when her partner was like, hurry up, was like, I'm going to do
Cam
this my way.
Really,
I think
sushi.
If Kara knows she's got a shot to not go into redemption, she'll step it up and
took the words out of my mouth. Who's got Cam?
I got Cam. Kara. Sorry, I'm going with Kara.
Team Kara.
My bad. All right. Kara, all the way.
Anybody got Cam?
No.
Kara's
better at this, I think, than she's usually better at this, so I don't know what's happening.
She's a proven champion. She's won. She has the experience, and I feel like Killer Cam's going to try to broker a deal with Jose, and they're going to try to get back in the house or something. I mean, I think if Cam goes in the redemption house, she has a better chance of coming back than Kara.
Well, it's...
Yeah. I don't know. It's so lucky.
It's Polly and Natalie who hate Cam in the redemption house.
Yeah. Polly and Natalie.
But... Yeah.
So that would be bad.
And they're going to beef that redemption house up. Yeah. They're going to wait until they got four, five, six.
Hey, and maybe we can see the romance between Kara and Polly.
Oh, is this where it
happens? Maybe that's where it sparks.
That is true.
Interesting.
Let us know in the chat group what you guys
think. Is that where it
about.
Happens? Because that maybe. Was going to be my that's next true. Proposal for the prediction is what happens to Natalie and Polly? Because They keep going back to the Redemption House. But we know something more happens with Polly and Kara the fact that they're together. They're basically in a relationship now. We know that Polly cheated on his girlfriend with Kara on the show, but we haven't seen it yet. So it's like, does Polly come back into the main house or does Kara go to Redemption? Like, what happens?
Or they could have gotten together after they were off the show.
I don't know that we're going to see a romance develop with them.
Well, we know for fact that Polly did cheat on his girlfriend while
after taping, maybe. Maybe it's after taping.
No, it was during filming.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I didn't know exactly.
I mean, I want Natalie and Polly to stay there for selfish reasons. I mean, I just want Natalie to be on screen 24/7.
Two big reasons.
All the time. I mean, she's looking amazing every single episode. You know,
she is really beautiful.
Polly talked a lot tonight, but I didn't hear a word he said. Because Natalie was with him.
Yeah, I was like, no.
So do we think that Polly and Natalie are ever getting out of the Redemption House and coming back to the main house? Or there they stay or out they go forever?
Well, eventually they're going to have to go one way.
Eventually,
you know what I mean?
So. I think they're going to get back in the house. I think kind of set up. I think what I'm most looking forward to is the person who gets flipped on their ass.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
I don't know. Zach gets flipped on his back, right?
It's interesting because Zach has an injury, so I don't know if that's actually from that.
I agree. Because on the front of his face, it hits his back. Right. So it's weird, right?
It might be tricky editing.
Might be something else. But we saw that Devin was basically there, so we don't know who
was flipped. It's not Devin. We know Devin did not get flipped.
We don't know who got flipped, and we don't know who flipped. So, but I mean, I just want to see a lot more competition. I mean, I can't wait to see Corey and Devin in the house.
You think it's a Corey and Bananas thing? Because Devin's there, they could have been yelling with Bananas.
It didn't look like them. Like, no. I don't know.
Who do you think? Do you think it was bigger than them? Because I mean, it was definitely two dudes.
I don't think it was Zach. I think it could have been someone skinnier. I don't think
it was more slender.
Who do you guys think?
Maybe
did
even
it?
Like a Tony.
Yeah,
maybe.
It could have been a Tony.
So if you're missing what Justin talked about, so in the teaser we see Zach. Well, it looks like Zach that goes down. We're not positive.
Right.
We see a big, large man go down, get taken down. It looks like a football tackle from the neck. Like somebody swept him off his feet.
So he got flipped over.
And he landed on his back. And then we see later on with the editing that Zach is all messed up in the face and he has black eyes and bruises. Again, we don't know if it actually is Zach, and they're just teasing us like, oh, Zach has a bruise. It must be him. And we don't know who did it. Yeah. So what do you think?
Well, and, sorry, we don't even know if it was part of, I'm like, is this a fight? Or was that part of a competition?
No, like, it was like outside the house.
It was outside the house. It wasn't a competition. Was
it a fight or was it just like they're messing around?
Right.
You know,
the other prediction is the person that did the sweeping, he must go home.
Maybe.
He must go home. They don't want any violence. Didn't the girls at the beginning just like yell at each other for a while?
They pushed each other.
But that's my question. If it was like an actual violent intent behind it, or if it was just like, hey, we're goofing around, you know, guys do. And
I mean, someone on their head is kind
of.
Well, if you're drunk,
I wonder if they were. I'm with you, David. I wonder if they were drunk and they just tripped over each other. That was the other thing I thought. But then you said sweep the leg.
That was definitely not a trip.
It's a prediction.
It was not an accident, but if it definitely wasn't like a fight, it was something that obviously went a little too far.
Let me show this karate move.
Could you imagine if this is Polly getting back into the house and actually getting a fight?
That guy was too tall to be Polly.
Yeah, he was too tall.
Could you imagine if Lolo Polly actually took on Zach?
My prediction is it's going to be disappointing from
that they made it look like a fight and Zach is taken down. Well, that's why I thought it might have been an accident.
I bet it's going to be like, oh, they were messing around and no one's going home. I bet it's not going to be as exciting as we want it to be. That's
all
my
right,
prediction.
Y'all. Well, with that is the end of our show. We're going to have to see what happens. We're about midway through the season, we think, because we got a halfway through trailer.
Yep.
So we'll see as the season goes. Make sure you join us every Tuesday on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Jenna Bussier on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier. And what's up, my massive panel tonight? Let's wrap it all up. Where can they find you?
Daniel Lindgren here at the Dan Lindgren on Instagram. Hit me up. I'll hit you back.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right. I'm Pam Gross. You can find me at Pamela Gross Jill on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you, guys. We do love hearing from you for tuning in and in the live chat and everything.
As always, David Punk Rock Christopher. Find me on Twitter, DPR Christopher. Instagram, David Punk Rock Christopher. My boy, Justin.
Wow, you guys have so many social media handles. You can just only find me on Instagram at your boy, Jay Yang. And thank you guys so much for tuning in to tonight's panel.
You must follow us all. Go follow us on social media. Roll Tide.
One of us.
Bye. I'm checked out.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.